Good Friday morning, everybody. We're back on the Morning Blitz on 102.5 U-Rock, the Rocking Em app, and at KSRadio.net. We don't care which way you're listening. We just appreciate you doing so. We would love to hear from throughout the program through our text line. The number is 785-899-2222. Never be a part of our program here on this chilly Friday. Temperature is going to be warmer than yesterday. Yesterday was a weird day. Anybody else notice that the sun was out shining fully, which was melting the snow, but it melted just enough to have it freeze right where it stood. I mean, it just to turn into water, and then it froze right in the spot. It was a really weird sensation. I don't know if I'd seen that in some time. But it was a weird day yesterday. Going to be another cold one today. Temperatures, though, above freezing. High expected of 36. Currently right now, 7 degrees outside the KKCI studios here in South Goodland. Hope you have a good start to your last day of the week. Our last Friday of February of the year 2023. It's hard to believe we're almost done with the month of February here in the new year. We got a full show ahead for you today. Connor Nichols going to stop by. We'll be visiting about local sports. We'll talk some substate basketball. We'll talk a lot of wrestling as well with our good friend Connor Nichols here on today's program. We've got plenty of things to get to as well. A busy weekend of college basketball. We're getting down to the last few games of the regular season in major college basketball and junior college basketball. And so teams jockeying for position in their respected postseason tournaments. That's probably what a lot of teams are doing. Some teams still jockeying to take home the top spot in their respected conference, as Kansas is doing this weekend. So we got lots to get to on all that front here today, but I want to start the program off talking about some little bit of the high school wrestling and some high school basketball as well from results yesterday. Let's do it with the front page.
Read all about it. Read all about it.
The top stories of today.
I got the early edition. Hot off the press.
It's the front page on the Morning Blitz.
Front page, really?
So yesterday, as we had recapped early in the morning, going into day two of the Girls State Wrestling Tournament 4 through 1A in Salina, there were three girls that still stood a chance to win a state championship, and there were six ladies still out there that had a chance to stand on the podium if they could make their way back through the consolation brackets. And when the dust all settled yesterday afternoon, early evening, only one area lady stood on top of the podium, and that was Colby's Amanda Yager. She defeated, in dominant fashion, I remind you, St. George Rock Creek's Brooklyn, I think it's Bernenheide, who had, it was an absolute dominant showing, winning by a major decision of 12-2. And this to me was, this was, I was thinking about last night as actually I was doing the dishes. I was thinking about, you know, her being the only champion in our area. But also, just think about what Amanda Yager did, Amanda Yager did this last time. To win a championship. Here's what stood in my mind is that not only did she win a state title, she is the first ever to do it in Colby history. Now, and I'm not talking win a state wrestling championship on the boys' side, on the girls' side. She's the first ever female wrestling champion in Colby wrestling history. And I know that there's a lot of those that are going on around the state and around the nation because girls wrestling is becoming more popular. And we're going to see more and more schools have their first-time champions. But just to think about it, if you are Amanda Yager, you're sitting there thinking, maybe you woke up this morning and, you know, you're feeling it. Maybe she doesn't even think about it. I don't know. Her mom, Chris, used to work for us at Rocking M in the secretary's office for a while back. And so I remember when Amanda was very young, she'd come sit in the offices. She's a real quiet soul from what I remember. So maybe she doesn't think about this. But if it was me and if I was in her shoes, I would sit there and think, yes, this is awesome that worked so hard. It paid off and I win myself a gold medal at 130 pounds. It's all great. Did it in dominant fashion. But I think the coolest thing is that you're not just another notch. You know, you're not just another, you know, what do you want to say, name on a banner or something like that. You're the first. The first. So when they go back through the annals of history of Colby High School and they want to know, well, who was the first ever champion for a girls' wrestler, they can go, it was Amanda Yager. The first ever. And like I said, I know there's lots of schools that are getting those first evers with the sport expanding and becoming bigger. But that's just super cool to think about. And something that you could be unbelievably proud about. All that hard work and effort, and you win yourself a gold medal, which is great. But to be the first ever in your school's history, you're going to be numero uno for the rest of time. It's history. It's history. And that is really, really cool. I mean, you don't get me wrong. You set history when you win a national title. You know, if Tucker Wark, for example, for Colby, goes and wins the state title this year on the boys' side. Yes, it's history. But it's not the same. It's not. Being the first ever to do it, it's different. You know, you don't remember who also stood on the moon, but you know Neil Armstrong was the first one on there. You don't recall who else made it to the moon, but you know Neil Armstrong was the first. And that's the same thing with Amanda Yager. She was the first in Colby girls wrestling history to win a state championship. So I think that to me is the thing that stood out to me the most about having Amanda Yager becoming a state title wrestler, is that she's the first ever in Colby school history. She'll always be numero uno, the very first. That's, to me, what's impressive. Unfortunately, no other ladies were able to capture a state title yesterday. Goodland's Destiny Gonzalez lost in an absolute gut-wrenching heartbreaker in overtime, lost 5-3. She fell to Mulvane, Sammy Sands. That was heartbreaking. From everyone I visited with, I didn't get a chance to see it. I was busy working on other things, but from people that visited with said that was just absolutely gut-wrenching and heartbreaking, and it would be to lose in overtime. I think on an escape or reversal that Shans got. But Destiny Gonzalez, I feel pretty confident saying only a sophomore is going to be a state champion. It's going to have that same impact for Goodland. You know, Goodland hasn't had a state champion wrestler yet on the girls' side, but I feel like Gonzalez is going to be that Amanda Yager for Goodland. She will be in the next year or two. I have a feeling. I have a good feeling about that. This will only fuel her fire to be better for next year. So Destiny Gonzalez losing the finals. So did Atavia Kane from Oakley. She lost the 170-pound championship to Minneapolis's Grace Johns. And so, you know, wrestling is a tough sport. You know, I never wrestled, but just watching it and following it, it's such a challenging sport because, you know, if you make one mistake here, or, you know, you have one little thing wrong in your technique, if you're not perfect in certain areas, it can lead to you losing a very tightly contested match. And only Amanda Yager capturing a state championship crown yesterday, while a couple girls finishing runner-up once again, and Tavia Kane of Oakley and Destiny Gonzalez of Goodland. Some other girls that were able to place and had good showings included Goodland's Hayden Blocklinger. I mean, Hayden Blocklinger, I'm going to give you a lot of credit. Hayden, this was her very first year ever wrestling. And to reach the podium, I know she finished in sixth place, but still, that's a huge step. I mean, the natural talent that you have to go and be a top six wrestler in the state across four classifications without really having much, you know, career invested in it. Because, you know, Hayden she was playing basketball. She was off the bench last year at times for the Goodland Cowgirl basketball team. Now she's wrestling and she's one of the best in her weight class. So congratulations to Hayden. Only up from here for that young lady, that's for sure. It was great to see Oakley Satori Bosserman, who fell in the semifinals in a heartbreaker, to go out there and wrestle her way back to finish in third round. She beat Fort Scott's Kenna Miles in a major decision. It was a tough break. There were three really good wrestlers in that 110-pound weight class, and Satori just had a bad showing in the semifinals, a tough showing in the semifinals. Ends up winning in third place pretty easily in dominant fashion. Abigail Jackson was still alive. She wrestled all the way back to the third to the consolation third round before falling to Plainville's Caxton Smith. I did forget to mention Hoxie's Gabby Meyer ended up losing in the second consolation round, so she got done early, did not place. Quinter's Callie Wagner's had a great year this year. She able to make her way back, and she ended up finishing in fifth place at 135 pounds. She beat Nikita Lawrence of Sabetha by a fall. And then so once again, you had Callie Wagner of Quinter, Satori Bosman of Oakley, and Hayden Blocklinger of Goodland all placing inside the top six, as well as, of course, Amanda Yager, Destiny Gonzalez, and Tevye Kane finishing inside the top two. And then you had Cheyenne LaBarge, who was still alive for St. Francis. She went out in consolation second round, losing to Adrian Wynn of Trigo. So there's your look back at girls state wrestling. I would say overall a great showing. Six placers in all, one state champion in Amanda Yager. And once again, I think it's super cool. I'm happy for Amanda and happy for all the girls that placed, but especially for Amanda, because once again, you did something that no one can take away from you. You were the first ever state champion of girls wrestling in Colby High School history. Pretty sweet. Pretty cool to say. You can puff your chest out on that. Be a little proud about that if you're Amanda Yager.